just always asleep. When's he ever going to be any fun? All he ever does is eat and sleep.
Yes, eat and sleep. And that's just about all you did, too, when you were a baby.
And it's a very lonely Monday Morning Madness because we have no Catherine today. It's going to be a lonely episode. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I came into the studio not knowing what my conversations were going to be. Yeah, poor little Catherine. She's too sick to wake up to come to the studio. It's 7 in the morning. Imagine that. How sick must you be to not want to wake up at 6 a.m.? Who knows? But so anyway, it's just me. Just me here in the morning. But I'll tell you what, the sun is out. It's a beautiful day. The sunrise was phenomenal. And good news is, today it's supposed to get up to like 50 degrees. Not even an exaggeration. So keep your bikinis ready because it's going to be 50 today. And then in case you thought the fun was over on Wednesday, it's going to be up to 65. So that's what we have to look forward to in this universe. But I guess in terms of how Monday Morning Madness is going to go, it's just going to be the same old programming, except a little bit more music that I would not be feeling comfortable to play around Catherine. So hopefully she's just asleep right now, not listening, and I can play all sorts of strange things that I would feel odd playing if she were in the studio. Also because this was kind of a strange, like, not exciting week in terms of music. Anyway, we'll get there. This is bringing me back to the days when I used to do radio by myself, and I don't know how I talked to myself for an hour. So, all right, let's get to it. Put a little Cars up for you in the morning, doing the same damn thing we do every Monday here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts University's best radio station. This is still Monday Morning Madness. I'm still Adam Kirchhoff. Catherine Gibson is still here in spirit. And we're going to take this show, you know, the way we usually do.
I can do this way much longer.
You call yourself walk my way. I won't have it any other way. You might tell me that it ain't your day, but then whose is it now? Keep your head up when you're coming down. Pick your feet up when you hit the ground. Don't get lazy with a little frown, 'cause you're never gonna get that back. I've seen you miserable more than I can mention, nearly all of the time.
course, is Radiohead there with Just from back in the day. I don't even, what album was that from? That was from In Rainbows, which that might be wrong. Actually, don't take my word for that. I didn't look it up and it could be wrong. No, you know what? I'm going to look it up. Anyway, as I type this into Spotify, because I'm totally losing my mind, it was from The Bends, not In Rainbows. I know, everyone's thinking, duh, Adam. Anyway, it is Monday. It's the 19th of February. It's President's Day. I'm kind of taking advantage of the fact that, you know, this might be the last time in my life that I have President's Day off. I don't know that President's Day is something that the real world really has off, but we have it off here at Tufts. And so everyone is just doing their own thing today and hanging out, and myself included. It's going to be a very exciting and very decidedly not school day. Though, to tell you the truth, my secret is that I actually don't have class on Mondays, so it was going to be pretty boring today anyway. But, and now I'm getting too deep into the personals of my own, like, class schedule, but we have Tufts basically took Monday's schedule and officially put it on Thursday. So now I have the day off on Thursday as well, because I had the day off on Monday to begin with, and Monday's President's Day. Anyway, you're all listening and saying, I don't care, Adam. All right. I was looking up some strange presidents in honor of President's Day while that last song was playing. And I learned that, maybe to everyone in Boston's dismay, John Quincy Adams was kind of a weird dude. Apparently he liked to go skinny dipping, like, frequently, like daily, in the Potomac River. It says he would wake up at 5 a.m., and he did it for a stress thing, but still seems kind of odd to walk down to the river if you lived in D.C. and to see the President of the United States swimming there naked. But another fun fact, this is straight from grunge.com. It says, journalist Ann Royal was able to secure her history-making interview with Quincy Adams by hiding his clothes until he agreed to answer her questions, which I think was a pretty smart move on Ann Royal's part. And it also goes to mention this article that some other presidents also like to skinny dip, including Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt. Maybe perhaps it's a family thing. The Roosevelts like to go skinny dipping. And of course, is anyone really surprised? John F. Kennedy. No one is surprised that John F. Kennedy likes to go skinny dipping. But in honor of our current president, here's a song for him.
Well, I went up to the mountain, and the good Lord came down to me. I told him what had happened on the 20th of January. He said, you can't wish anyone dead. Head.
fathers, they're trying to endorse the reincarnation of Paul Revere's horse, but the town has no need to be nervous. The ghost of Belle Starr, she hands down her wits to Jezebel and Nun, she violently knits a bald wig for Jack the Ripper, who sits at the head of the Chamber of Commerce. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the Tombstone Blues. The hysterical bride in the penny arcade, screaming, she moans, I've just been made. Then sends out for the doctor, who pulls down the shade and says, my advice is to not let the boys in. Now the medicine man comes and he shuffles inside. He walks with a swagger and he says to the bride, stop all this weeping, swallow your pride. You will not die, it's not poison. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the Tombstone Blues. Well, John the Baptist, after torturing a thief, looks up at his hero, the commander-in-chief, saying, tell me, great hero, but please make it brief. Is there a hole for me to get sick in? The commander-in-chief answers him while chasing a fly, saying, death to all those who would whimper and cry. And dropping a barbell, he points to the sky, saying, the sun's not yellow, it's chicken. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I am in the kitchen with the Tombstone Blues. The king of the Philistines, his soldiers to save, puts jawbones on their tombstones and flatters their graves. Puts the Pied Pipers in prison and fattens the slaves and sends them out to the jungle. Gypsy Davy with a blowtorch, he burns out their camps. With his faithful slave Pedro behind him, he tramps with a fantastic collection of stamps to win friends and influence his uncle. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in trouble with the Tombstone Blues. The geometry of innocent flesh on the bone causes Galileo's math book to get thrown at Delilah, who's sitting worthlessly alone, but the tears on her cheeks are from laughter. I wish I could give Brother Bill his great thrill. I would set him in chains at the top of the hill, then send out for some pillars and Cecil B. DeMille. He could die happily ever after. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the Tombstone Blues. Unwrapped the bedroll. Tuba players now rehearse around the flagpole. And the national bank at a profit sells roadmaps for the soul to the old folks' home and the college. I wish wish I could write you a melody so plain that could hold you, dear lady, from going insane. That could ease you and cool you and cease the pain of your useless and pointless knowledge. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues.
My name is Cupid Valentino, the modern day Cupid, and I just want to say one thing. Happy Valentine's Day.
Every day the 14th.
I don't think y'all heard me. I just want to say Happy Valentine's Day.
Every day the 14th.
Can y'all dig that? Now, when arrows don't penetrate, see. Now look at here, he shoots straight for your heart. Now, and he won't miss you. But that's alright, y'all won't believe in me anyway, but
you won't believe in me, but you would fancy every kind of groundhog show. Thank you, Easter Bunny.
There's all this talk about Santa Claus, but see, love will rule supreme.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Every day the 14th.
You got it. When Cupid knocks at your door,
you can't ignore me.
There's no need to run. So happy Valentine's Day. Hey.
Every day the 14th.
Now I may have it all wrong. See, you know what love means. Well, will somebody tell me? 'Cause they just don't believe in me.
You won't believe in me, but you would fancy every kind of groundhog. So thank you, Easter Bunny.
There's so much fuss about Santa Claus, but see, Cupid will not be defeated.
Happy Valentine's. Every day the 14th. Now, I know your hearts have grown cold, and that bothers me. Now I understand, 'cause I used to be a bad boy in my day. I know you're trying to protect your little feelings, but you can't run away.
You won't believe in me, but you would fancy.
Hey, don't you supposed to be some kind of player or something?
Money.
Well, keep on running, player, 'cause I got my good shoes on, and I got them tied up tight, so you gon' find out tonight.
Got a sweet little darling back in my corner. Below I know I love her, but act like I don't want her. Surrounded by the lovely, but yet feel like a loner. Could be an organ donor, the way I give up my heart, but never know, because shit, I never tell her. Ask me how I'm feeling, I'd holler that it's Cirella. I don't get myself caught up in the jello jella and pudding pop that others opt to call falling in love. But for the record, have you ever rode a horse? Like for you to take me to Pluto, I said of course. But if you ain't a sweetie and Didi, I won't endorse. Hunt solo till I'm hit by the bullet, so may the force be with you, and I'll hit you when better time permits. For now, show me samples, examples why you're the sh-. But how am I to know what the profession that I'm in? And if you do not know me, then how could you be my friend?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
little bit delayed there. Happy Valentine's Day. Talking about last week, I did this thing where I trust my computer and Spotify a little bit too much. That song is listed on Spotify as being not explicit. Turns out it definitely is. So thank God for Google and the ability to look up lyrics. But that was Outkast. Actually, really one of my favorite albums of all time. That was Speakerbox and The Love Below. I guess really my favorite album, or the Speakerbox and The Love Below, for those who are the uninitiated, is two albums. One, Speakerbox, is done by Big Boy, and The Love Below is done by Andre 3000. And seasoned knowers of my music taste will know that I think that Andre 3000 is incredibly underrated, and The Love Below is all done by Andre and is really, really cool and just sounds awesome. And I think that Happy Valentine's Day is one of the best songs on that album, so I was glad to be able to play it. Also had Andre 3000 himself on the guitar in that song, which is cool. And it was released in September, which is amazing. Imagine releasing an album about Valentine's Day in September. Man, the days are just not what they used to be. Anyway, it's 7:30. It is 7:30, so that means it's kind of time to play one of my mandatory PSAs. Hello, FCC. Since Catherine is out sick, and I don't want to point fingers or anything, but she did not get her flu shot. So maybe she's just sick. I don't know if she has a flu or maybe she's got an issue. But we can make sure that she doesn't have pre-diabetes with my favorite of the built-in PSAs, the 60-second pre-diabetes test. So let's take a listen.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have pre-diabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio pre-diabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because pre-diabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
See, I don't know why he said that was the world's first pre-diabetes test, or first audio pre-diabetes test, because it obviously wasn't, because I've played that PSA many times before, so it's clearly not the first time this has been over the air. Adam, you're so funny when you're here alone. This is such a great show. I miss Catherine and I miss my banter. But speaking of banter, things to banter about, things that happened in the music world this week, notably only two things, at least of my interest, happened. The first, and we'll get there, is that Frank Ocean released a beautiful new song called Moon River. It's actually not a new song. It's a cover of a song. And I really, you know, you would think that as a DJ, I would have been proactive enough to look up who it's by. But I didn't. So I'm typing it into my computer right now and talking simultaneously. But aside from Moon River, oh, it's written by Johnny Mercer and Henry Mancini, and it was performed by Audrey Hepburn for her starring role in the film Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's freaking cool. It is a beautiful song, and I will certainly play it after I'm done talking your face off. But the other thing that happened this week in music was that Drake released a music video for God's Plan. I have interesting feelings about this whole thing. I mean, my thoughts about the song, which I can't play on the radio, I'm sorry, it would just be too much work. The song is fine. It's not Drake's best work. It's also not his worst, so whatever. The music video is interesting, though, because it was shot at the University of Miami. That might be wrong. A university in Florida, the one with the big U and with the green and orange. I really should have looked more of this stuff up before I came on the radio and started talking about it. But it was shot at a university, and the whole idea behind the video was that he had a ton of money for the music video, and the music video, they didn't, like, do anything fancy. They just gave away all the money for the music video. So it's just shots of Drake, like, giving wads of cash to people and, like, throwing parties for the students at this university. And it's, like, a cool video, but it seems odd to me that Drake kind of went around and was just like, look at how much money I have, and here, take some of it. But of course, I'm no professional, and I don't really know what I'm talking about, but It is certainly a music video worth watching, and the song, say what you will about its lyricism, is definitely catchy, but I guess that's why Drake's famous, isn't it? But if we want to talk about real music, here's a little Frank Ocean. This song really changed my life, so enjoy.
I'm crossing you in style.
Someday, watch make up my heart break up. Wherever you're going, I'm going that way. See the world. There's such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after us.
Shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score. Love me tonight, for I may never
They tramp the streets or get busted for sleeping on the beach all night. Them boys in their high heels, ah, Sandy, their skins are so white. And me, I just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades, banging them pleasure machines, chasing the factory girls underneath the boardwalk, where they all promise to unsnap her jeans. You know that tilt-a-whirl down on the South Beach drag? I got on it last night and my shirt got caught, and it kept me spinning. Didn't think I'd ever get off. That waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She worked that joint under the boardwalk. She was always a girl you saw bopping down the beach with the radio. The kids say last night she was dressed like a star in one of them cheap little seaside bars. And I saw her parked with lover boy out on the Kokomo. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do? For me, this boardwalk life's through, babe. You ought to quit this scene too.
As requested by my mother, who has the special privilege of having my cell phone number, here's the original Moon River with Audrey Hepburn's voice in it instead of Frank Ocean's.
River and me.
Yeah, I mean, Frank Ocean's version is a little bit better, I would say. Here's a little Miguel. Remember this album from, I don't even know when this came out, maybe December? Catherine and I played it once, but we never played this song, so it's called Banana Clip. Enjoy.
There's a war on love, just look around you. Oh, it's hard to know who to trust. I'm glad I found you. So, yeah, you and me, we climb higher, baby, crescendo. Yeah, I got a love that won't stop, it's that extendo. M16 on my lap.
I think this radio station is haunted, everyone. I don't know what to tell you, because, well, listen to this. I can't even play my background music. Dang, yeah, this radio station's haunted. So when I came in, the air conditioner was on, and man, what is with my background music? That's really sad. Oh, I hear it a little bit. Anyway, when I came to the radio station, the air conditioner was on this morning, which seems like a very strange thing for someone to do last night. Turn the AC on. I can't imagine it was that hot in here. And this entire show... the phone, we have this flasher, this little light for whenever the phone rings, and it's been flashing this entire time. Oh my god, that's so loud! Oh gosh, okay. God, see, I'm terrified. Anyway, the phone has been flashing this entire show, but every time I go to pick it up, it stops flashing. So it's kind of like that episode of SpongeBob. The phone will ring and no one will answer. It's flashing right now. Oh, and now it stopped. It's very strange here in the studio, and I wish I had Catherine with me because she could definitely fight off a ghost better than I could. Anyway, it's 7:50. Got two more songs left for you on this lonely version of this lonely, happy show. I'm going to play a little Wolfpack, going to play a little Stones, and we're going to head out and get on with our day off. Sound like a deal to everyone? So, I guess without any further ado, from Mr. Finish Line, here's Baby I Don't Know featuring Charles Jones. Or at least that's what Spotify says his name is. Six,
don't know what I'm gonna do with you. You found your little nose. Should I had a talk with you? Cause you've been on my mind. I know I was out of line telling that I'm giving up on you. On the phone, but I can't get through to you. I bought a ticket home, now I'm dreading seeing you. You give me no choice with your selfish attitude. You'll be pleasant if it suits your mood.
Made damn sure the pie